anywhere along the trail between the farm and the processing plant, genetically engineered crops could accidentally mix with non-altered ones. But now a simple test can detect some genetically modified crops. Steve Adams is president of North Dakota Grain Inspection Service. He says testing for genetically modified organisms, or GMOs as they're called, could become big business if concerns about genetically altered crops continue.
If the consumer demands that he wants to know that this is non-GMO, he's going to be willing to pay that extra it's going to cost, and that'll eventually help pay for segregating this crop as it moves through the system.
So far, Adams says the GMO test is only available for soybeans, but a test for corn is on the way, and other tests are expected to follow. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.